DC Talk, going old school with the hard way on WWIB, taking us to the best 5 minutes of the day. Jason Cairns, the WIB Wake Up Show, 29 degrees. Good morning on a Tuesday, February 13th.
Good morning.
Oh, so much to talk about and so little time to do it.
That seems typical.
For starters, you don't have to answer now. I'll give you a day. But, yeah, I told you I've been listening to this Bob Goff Undistracted book, and yep. I think you'd like it. You know, there's just something, we both love Bob and appreciate him, right? I mean, a lot. Yep. And I love the common agreement we both have on people like him and Larry Crabb, but so he always refers to his wife. I mean, every single time, whenever he says her name, it's always Sweet Maria.
Right.
And so whenever Hugh Hewitt refers to his wife, which is not a lot on his show, and I don't hear it a ton on WOGO right now, but he says the fetching Mrs. Hewitt. And so I had asked the question, what adjective do I use for my wife? And so a friend in Eau Claire had said indomitable, which is what I've gone with. But it just doesn't have the same.
Yeah.
Can understand.
Sure.
But I wondered, what adjective would you use for Heather? Don't answer now. You've got until Valentine's Day tomorrow to tell me.
Oh, boy. Okay. I'm going to have to be thinking all day today.
Well, you can answer now if you want. Then you're
no, I don't know that I have a good answer right away.
So. See, I had to turn to the listeners. Maybe you have to turn to other folks. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe that is the way to go.
All right. That was my first question. The other one that is just way... I should probably simplify it. It is coming out of this whole He Gets Us campaign, and a lot of discussion I saw on social media about that. They spent $14 million, a couple of commercials during the Super Bowl, and... You know, people are asking, are you trying to rebrand Jesus and different things? Some people liked it. A lot of people didn't, whatever. The money spent. But, you know, it seems to be, Tim Keller in his book Prodigal God said, you know, something that a lot of people said. People really like Jesus. It's the church they have a problem with.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
Keller profoundly said, he said that they like Jesus, but the fact is they want to experience the church like Jesus, but they experience him like the self-righteous older brother.
Yes, true.
And so that seems to be a problem. And then I hear Sky Gitani, who spoke at this men's conference I attended a couple weeks ago, and he made this, and he was talking about the prodigal story, again, the two lost sons. But this is kind of stuck in my craw. He said that we're turning lost sons into the older brother, that the church, he said, prophetically, he said the church is turning lost sons into the older brother. And I'm like, that's a problem. And I'm going to ask Jason on the best 5 minutes, why and how do we change that?
Man, you know, that's a insightful comment from Sky Gitani, for sure. You know, and I think he's right. I think, you know, I didn't see the ads, but from what I heard of the ads with the He Gets Us campaign, I think one of the most important things that could happen is that the church would also listen to what the message that was portrayed there. You know, that we would seek to become more loving, more free, more open, more gracious. You know, there's a verse, and you probably know where it is, where I think it's in Matthew, where it talks about, you go and make converts and make them twice the child of hell as they already are, mm-hmm. you know, and I don't think that's what we're supposed to do. And so, you know, I think it's good for us to, even within Christianity, to be learning from this message of love and graciousness.
Yeah, when you say the church needs to listen to, because I know one of them was about, you know, foot washing. Both of them were powerful, I thought,
right.
And it was the idea of not hating, but loving and grace. But it reminds me that I think it was Puritan theologian John Owen that said we need to preach the gospel to ourselves. We think the gospel is for other people.
Right.
It wasn't just for you when you got saved. I used to like this line that the gospel isn't just for salvation anymore, right? It's for every single believer.
Absolutely.
Every single day. Yeah.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. For sure. Yep.
There we go. That's why I came up with the closing slogan yesterday, solving the world's problems 5 minutes at a time for the WIB Wake Up Show. Best 5 minutes of the day. All right, we've got 1 Peter 4, 7 through 11. I mean, if you read the verses, maybe tomorrow we'll unpack the letters to the beloved.
Sure. It says, the end of the world is coming soon, therefore be earnest and disciplined in your prayers. Most important of all, continue to show deep love for each other, for love covers a multitude of sins. Cheerfully share your home with those who need a meal or a place to stay. God has given each of you a gift from his great variety of spiritual gifts. Use them well to serve one another. Do you have the gift of speaking? Then speak as though God himself were speaking through you. Do you have the gift of helping others? Do it with all the strength and energy that God supplies. Then everything you do will bring glory to God through Jesus Christ. All glory and power to him forever and ever. Amen.
Hmm. So what makes what stirs up for you in that?
You know, there's a lot there. I think most important of all, continue to show deep love for each other. Mm-hmm. You know, I think that's exactly what we're trying to get at here.
Absolutely. Thank you, friend. We'll talk to you tomorrow. There we go. Our buddy Jason Kanz on WWIB. All right. And tickets for the Barricade Boys. We've got seven different people who've texted us at 715-396-1670. Looking at these names, we've got, I'm going to go ahead and say it. Jeannie in Fall Creek, Sandra in Eau Claire, Susie in Poskin, Al in Withy, Doreen in Colfax, Jake in Fall Creek, and Julie in Rice Lake. One of the seven of them is going to win these tickets for the Barricade Boys Friday night at 7:30. And let's find out here. The winner is number five. And as we check the list here this morning, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That is Doreen in Colfax. Congratulations, Doreen. You're going to the Barricade Boys with the guest of your choice Friday night at 7:30 at the Pablo Center in Eau Claire. All right. Well, I think you're starting to get the idea how this contest works. It is day six of the 8-day Stephen Curtis Chapman Song Tournament ahead of the concert, which is 9 days away, Caleb.
Yes, cannot wait for that. Get your tickets, WWIB.com, under the events tab. We'd really love to be able to sell this one out to just encourage all those who are coming, Stephen Curtis Chapman's team and crew, and man, a great showing from Western Wisconsin. And I know, just absolutely know that every single person who goes there will be blessed, so it's worth the investment of your time, worth the investment of your finances to get these tickets. And join us February 22nd at the Pablo Center in Eau Claire.
You know, trying to make political predictions, you can go wrong. And trying to make predictions in any kind of song tournament we do can be very surprising. But I think this is going to be a great matchup. You've got Glorious Unfolding, the title song of a terrific release from Stephen, nominated by Hunter, up against Let Us Pray, nominated by Susan, each one vying for a chance to win tickets to that great concert.
Yes, so two ways to vote. As per usual, you can vote via text on the WIB listener line. Hopefully that's plugged right in your phone by now. It's 715-396-1670, 396-1670. So vote by text there. And again, family voting groups are allowed as long as you actually talk to your family members. Don't just say, oh, I think they'd agree with me.
Exactly.
And also get a bonus vote, as multiple of you have already done, in the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group. So ask to join the group if you haven't already done so. And you can find the post pretty easily. It's the one that everybody's commenting on right now.
I love both of these songs. I mean, they are great songs. Glorious Unfolding first, Let Us Pray second. Only one of them can move on.
60% chance of some rain turning to snow on Wednesday night. Could see close to an inch of snow accumulate, down to 25 degrees. Thursday, sunny and 32. We'll cut that temp in half by Thursday night in the Chippewa Valley.
What is this snow you speak of?
It seems odd that we're talking about snow in February, which is not odd at all, but it still seems like it because of the winter we've had.
I had to try to re-explain to people what it is. It's been so long. Well, we do have a winner in our Stephen Curtis Chapman Song Tournament, at least moving on to the Final Four.
Yes, indeed. It was Let Us Pray against Glorious Unfolding. Again, all these songs from Stephen Curtis Chapman, all songs that you can hear 9 days from now live in concert when the Still Tour with Stephen Curtis Chapman and some world-class musicians comes to the Pablo Center in Eau Claire. Get your tickets at WWIB.com. But who won? Let Us Pray or Glorious Unfolding? The winner is
Glorious Unfolding.
Congratulations. I believe Hunter nominated that one, and so her song moves on to the Final Four now.
Another great matchup at 8:15, The Change against Great Adventure. Which one will complete the Final Four to take on Glorious Unfolding in our semifinals tomorrow, and then the big championship on Thursday to see who's going to win those tickets? And what is your favorite Stephen Curtis Chapman song? Caleb, this is right around the corner, and I just want to make sure that people understand all this.
Yes. So again, it opens next Thursday at Micon Cinemas. Plenty of chances to see Ordinary Angels at Micon in Eau Claire or Chippewa Falls. And we previewed this as a staff a while back. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. And just Hilary Swank is just a fantastic actress. Academy Award winner, and she brings her ability and a talent. And I think the movie really stands out to me in terms of how the acting and just everything involved with faith-based movies collectively just continues to get better and better.
Yeah, this comes again from the creators of American Underdog, Jesus Revolution. I can only imagine if you've seen any of those, you know the quality, and this one really was incredible. And it comes from, again, real-life events, a true story from 1994, actually. And I always like these that are based on true stories when you can see some of the news footage and things like that, actual footage from some of these real-life events that happened, a long time ago, 30 years ago now, but it was an incredible movie, a very emotional movie for me as well, watching it. And so I think people are going to love it. And we want to give you a chance to do some good as well. We have on our website, wwib.com/angels, a way for you to give to Make-A-Wish Wisconsin. Also, you can do that at any Micon Cinemas location as well here in Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Buy a little angel cutout. Maybe you want to write the name of a loved one on that. And all those funds, 100% of those proceeds also going to Make-A-Wish Wisconsin. And while you're on our website, wwib.com/angels, you can nominate maybe an unsung hero, an ordinary angel, as it were, in your community, someone you know, for a chance to win a VIP movie experience for four at MyCon. So that's four tickets to the movie at MyCon and pizza and pop and popcorn so they can see ordinary angels for themselves. So take a moment just to nominate someone. We'll do a random drawing coming up next week from everyone who enters. So that's one that you don't want to wait around for because it is coming up quickly.
Absolutely. Again, please take advantage of that and participate in that. Nominate an angel in your life for a chance to win that VIP movie experience for four. All right, it's our Stephen Curtis Chapman Song Tournament. It's the final quarterfinal matchup, Caleb.
Yes, so this one pits The Change against The Great Adventure. The winner of this one moves on to the final four. Mm-hmm. And we'll have those matchups for you tomorrow. Vote until 8:45. Which Stephen Curtis Chapman song gets your vote, The Change or The Great Adventure? You can vote two ways, 715-396-1670, 715-396-1670 to vote by text. Get a bonus vote by commenting on the post that just sprang up 5 minutes ago in the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group, voting until 8:45 a.m. And yes, you can vote twice, once each method.
Michael nominating The Change and Vicky with Great Adventure. Here on WWIB, let your vote be counted both places till 8:45 on WIP. Well, not one, but two new songs from our always busy, hardworking music director, Greg Stewart. You catch him weekdays, noon to 2 on WWIB here in the middle of the afternoon between Pat Wall and Dawson on The Drive. Coming up, we're going to hear Nothing But Jesus from a new duet, Renee. But first, Elevation Worship. You're familiar with them. Here's their new song, Praise, WWIB. All right, well, it's 14 before 9, so the voting has closed in this last Stephen Curtis Chapman Song Tournament quarterfinal. Which
yes.
is it, The Change or Great Adventure?
And there was a lot of response to this one. One of our best voter turnouts, I think, via text. And you can tell we're almost to the final four now, right? Mm-hmm. And this one, again, kind of swayed back and forth. The Change jumped out to a very early lead. And then The Great Adventure jumping back in with a lot of support from all over the WIB listening area. And it was pretty tight as I was counting votes on the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group voting page where people can get bonus votes. And you were counting them via text. Yeah. But we do have a winner.
Got a drum roll. We love drum rolls on the show. All right. So the fourth and final song to reach our final four, our semifinals in the Stephen Curtis Chapman Song Tournament is...
The Great Adventure. Congratulations.
Congratulations to Vicky, who nominated The Great Adventure. It moves on to face Glorious Unfolding. That will be from 8:15 to 8:45 tomorrow, because from 7:15 to 7:45, it's going to be Cinderella against Dive.
Looking forward to that.
Yeah,
both of those matchups will be great. And then, great Valentine's Day fun, and then the championship on Thursday.